Now, we will discuss the second point, which is the important acts and deeds to be done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. I have enumerated 35 important points. Some people have listed 10, 20, 30, some more. There are hundreds of good deeds you can do. To make the list a bit shorter, I have enumerated 35 important deeds and acts to be done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And whenever I try and enumerate the ones which are the fard on the top, then coming with the highly recommended sunnah, and then the other sunnah later on. That's my policy. And when I repeat the good deeds, I also repeat the faraiz which are supposed to be done daily, because what are the faraiz daily have to be done first. Then you can talk about the sunnate muqadda. Then you can talk about the sunnate ghair muqadda. So this is the order I follow whenever I list the important acts or deeds to be done. So number one, the most important act during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is that you should offer salah in congregation in the mosque. All the 5 daily salah in congregation in a mosque. It is a fard, especially for the Muslim men. For the women, there are exceptions. And when I'm listing these 35 important points, it is for all types of Muslims, whether you're more practicing Muslim, whether you're moderate practicing Muslim or less practicing Muslim. If you are a less practicing Muslim, you will see to it that you will do as much as these good deeds as possible. If you're moderate, what you will do, you will try and do all of these 35 good deeds. If you're already a practicing Muslim, then what you'll do, you'll see to it that you'll increase the intensity of ibadah. So these days are meant for all the Muslims, whether you're less practicing, moderate practicing, or more practicing. If you're less practicing, you see to it that you do as much as possible of all the good deeds. If you're moderate, you see to it that you do all the good deeds and increase the intensity. If you're already a good practicing Muslim, doing all the faraiz, see to it that you increase the intensity of the mustahab. Also do the ghair mustahab. If you're moderate and you're doing the faraiz, then you do the sunnat muqadda. If you are a highly practicing Muslim, then besides the faraiz and the sunnat muqadda, you do the sunnat ghair muqadda. If you're already doing the sunnat ghair muqadda, what do? You increase the intensity. So during these two important days, one is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and the other are the days in the month of Ramadan. It's very important that you increase your intensity of your ibadah. So the first important deed to be done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is offer salah in congregation all 5 times in the mosque. Number two, if you have not performed Hajj, you should perform Hajj. If it's fard on you, if you have the means, and if you have the health and the wealth, and if you have not performed Hajj, you should perform Hajj, it's a fard on you. If you have already performed Hajj, and if you can do it again, it is mustahab, it is sunnah, it is encouraged. But we know, since last 1.5 years, we have this pandemic of the coronavirus. And last year, hardly approximately 1,000 were permitted to Hajj. This year, alhamdulillah, the Saudi government has announced they will allow 60,000 Muslims to do Hajj, out of which 15,000 would be Saudi nationals and the balance 45,000 would be the foreigners who are living in Saudi Arabia who already have the Iqamah. They will not allow any outside people to enter who are not residents of Saudi Arabia. But those who are already residents of Saudi Arabia, they will allow 45,000 people, and they'll see to it they'll allow from all the different nationalities depending upon the percentage they're present. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He next year solve this problem of the pandemic, and again the Muslims would be able to do Hajj in large numbers, inshallah, in millions like what we used to do 2 years before. The third important act and deed is that you should abstain from all the haram acts, from the major sins as well as the minor sins.